Ewan Barkley now knows exactly how she stacks up against international competition. The Fonthill resident had admitted prior to heading to Italy that she was a little unsure of just how her time on the short track speed skating oval at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin would work out. However, that unease was misplaced as Barkley finished her events on the ice at the Palla Tozzoli with 3 medals after winning a pair of bronzes Friday. The medals came in the F1500 and 1000-meter races. Barkley finished 3rd in the 500 behind Hun Park and Yeonu Kim, both from South Korea, with a time of 1 minute 13 seconds and 38 milliseconds. As for the 1000, Barkley again placed 3rd in a time of 1 minute 59 seconds and 27 milliseconds behind South Korea's Park and Sungmi Kim respectively. The 2 bronze medals go with a gold Barkley won in the F1 1500 on Thursday. In an interview aired on Hamilton's CHCH after that race, Barkley admitted there were some nerves. "Going into the race for the 15, I did feel the pressure a little bit," she said. "My coaches said to me, just skate." She was, however, thrilled with the result. "I worked so hard this past year, and to know that I'm a gold medalist is just unbelievable." Barkley finished the 1500 in 3 minutes. 1.82 seconds, just ahead South Korea's Sungmi Kim in a tight race. Kim finished in 3 minutes 2 seconds and 97 milliseconds to pick up the silver, while Norwegian skater Maiken Gundersen was well back, finishing in 3 minutes 27 seconds and 45 milliseconds to claim the bronze. Barkley was born with a condition known as tuberous sclerosis, a rare genetic disease that causes non-cancerous tumors to grow in the brain and other parts of the body, including the spinal cord. Epilepsy caused by cortical tubers in the brain often accompanies the disease. Barkley takes medication to control seizures, but, as is the case in 57% of tuberous sclerosis cases, the disease resulted in Barkley having an intellectual disability. She took up speed skating just 6 years ago after playing hockey for more than a decade when her mother, Diane, who had read an article about the sport, encouraged her. She earned the right to represent Canada at the Games after winning 4 gold medals at the Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary last year.